Deputy Jones Clapton, followed by Deputy Clare Daly, Deputy Mick Wallace, and Deputy Midlachlan, Deputy Finch. Deputy Clapton.
Thank you, Les Cancorla. Can I put on the record, Les Cancorla, I find it strange that my question number 41, which is the same question, was not grouped with it. Can I ask you, Minister, the family were told on the 11th of March that the report was with the Garda Commissioner. And Tuesday you told the House here through Deputy Flanagan in a question that it would be submitted sometime this month, and you've said it here again today. Now what I want to know as Minister, who's wrong? Is it you or is it the officer who's supposed to be briefing the family and explaining to them what's going on in this investigation? And Minister, do you not find it bizarre that the original Garda file was stolen, that the coroner's file was destroyed, that the state laboratory file is not available, and now we find that the review file is lost somewhere between Harcourt Street and the Phoenix Park, and that it is not acceptable to the family that this ongoing issue is there in relation to this review, which you told me here in the House, Minister, nearly 12 months ago, was nearly completed at that stage. Can I ask you, Minister, can you assure the House that it will be with the Commissioner by the end of this month, and that you will, soon after that, get a report on it, and on foot of that, then, take appropriate action?
Thank you, Deputy. Deputy Mayor Daly.
On the same point, we have to say the drama is clearly continuing here with this, and there's so much controversy now and unanswered questions that nothing short of a public inquiry will suffice. The information I have is that the head of the cold case unit, the person in charge of the investigation, briefed the family and said that the report that you said hasn't been completed was completed at the end of February and given to the Garda Commissioner at the start of March. That's a fact. And the other information that you said, that the family were being consistently briefed by the Gardaí, the family say that is not the case. They have not been kept in the loop. And this is a further vindication of this really tragic case and the cover-up around it, and it does vindicate that you have to have a public inquiry.
You,
like, you know, if we could get that answer.
Just to say, as well, Minister, that I think that an independent public inquiry will probably be required in order to achieve any transparency and accountability in the whole episode. And I would just like to ask you, Minister, when you were in opposition, did you call at any stage for an independent inquiry on this matter?
What's said is that the confines of this re-examination or report that's going to come up will limit itself to the immediate investigation. There's a whole range, as you well know, there's a whole range of issues that flow from this case that are of the utmost concern, and indeed the more members of the public learn about this case, it really is truly shocking. I got a chance to review in detail the case over the weekend. I absolutely am stunned at the extent of the extent of this scandal. And my concern is this: if the public will not be satisfied with police investigating police, looking just at the initial investigation and not on all the issues that have flowed from it in a decade since, which will be a massive public concern that this state must be held to account for, and there needs to be an independent public inquiry of all of the issues, not just the initial DEF and investigation, but all of the issues that flow from it in a decade since.
Thank you. Finally, Prime Minister.
Well, if I could start off by saying to Deputy Nocton that I'm not really interested in political point scoring. I'm giving you the information that's available to me from my officials. And the information is that the Commissioner will have this report during this month. And I'm assuming then, as I requested, the Commissioner will report to me. It's an issue that I've regularly made inquiries about since being appointed minister. I can't interfere in a Garda investigation, and I won't. And it's important that operational issues are dealt with independently by a Garda Síochána. I'm not going to draw conclusions. I'm aware of all of the allegations, and I'm aware of all of the concerns. Have been for some time, which is why in 2011 I requested this matter be investigated. Now, Deputy Daly has a habit of coming into this house and making allegations of all sorts of description. I'm not going to respond. I can only say that I've had this issue raised out of a genuine concern of what I know and what I've been told about the background to this matter. And I expect, as I said, to receive the report. I will give very careful consideration to what's in it. I will then consider what action, if any, is appropriate arising out of that report. I don't know at this moment in time whether the report might indicate there should be some papers forwarded to the Rector of Public Prosecutions. It may be that it will, it may be that it won't. I simply don't know the answer to that. And if it does, that brings about certain consequences. So I can't be certain as to what will be said in the context of the report, and I will deal with it when it comes to me, and we will then see where we go from that particular point. But it's an issue that I treat with a great deal of seriousness. No one should be under any illusion about it, and I'm not engaged in, nor party to, nor will be party to Deputy Daly or Deputy Wallace, any cover-up. And that seems to be something you love jumping into accusing people of doing with great regularity. My only interest, my only commitment is to do this job in the public interest. And that's where my focus is. And I will do this job in the public interest for as long as necessary. I will cover up nothing of any description which could be contrary to the public interest. And I have never believed in anything in matters being covered up. I believe in transparency, and I do believe where there's a suggestion of wrongful behaviour or a suggestion of criminality that these issues should be properly investigated. But I will not prejudge allegations, and I think it would be inappropriate for me to do so.